Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Danny Milliken with Michael Wagner from Warren's Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center.
Hour number two here on Home Show Garden Pros. We have the, hey, Michael, how's it going?
Hi, good morning, Danny. I'm doing well.
Okay, all right. All right, we got Michael here, and we are ready to help you with your gardening problems. 281-496-5711. You know, we're out there, we're seeing a lot of lawns that are struggling, and we got some thoughts on that, how we can help you there. We know a lot of people are kind of jumping back into gardening. Maybe they got burned by the freeze and or the summer. You know, I feel like a lot of people just go dormant in the summer here. That's our hibernation period, Michael.
Exactly. It gets a little bit warm during July and August to be out in the yard, but, you know, proper things in the beginning can make it pretty pleasurable and not too difficult. Just some things to watch for and try to respond to them when you see them rather than, well, it started about 9 weeks ago.
So, absolutely. You know,
little easier to control if we can catch it in the very beginning.
For sure. And Michael is up there at Warren Southern Gardens, and you guys always, this time of year, I mean, y'all do a great job every time of year, but I mean, I guess spring is absolutely amazing there, but this now is like, it's like magical to be at Warren Southern Gardens. All the pumpkins, you know, you got your little display set up. The mums right now are crazy gorgeous. Those things always just floor me. I don't know how y'all get such great mums, but...
Well, there's several growers, and a lot of them do very well, but we have a few select people that we pre-book that we know are going to probably have a good crop. They are consistent, so it makes them a real easy sell for us.
Absolutely. And I know today's a big day, starting here, and what, about 2 hours, the Fall Festival.
Uh-oh. Fall Festival, yes.
Woo! Get some. I mean, what sort of prizes? Prizes. That sounds nice.
Well, it's a big day for kids. It's just kind of a community thing. They come in. We have probably about 8 or 10 games that they can play. There's hot dogs. There's chips. There's sodas.
That's awesome.
We're going to do this to sponsor Ham this year, so they can play games. They all get a free mini pumpkin.
Oh,
which
cool.
Is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And they like that. So they'll do tattoos and just a whole number of things out there. It's all set up and all ready to go.
It's all set up, all ready to go. It's a beautiful place. You can also do a little shopping while you're there. And, you know, during this kind of thing where some people are real COVID sensitive, some aren't, you're outside. It's a lot safer outside and just, you know, good fun. So that is awesome that you guys are doing that for your people up there. So... I love that so much. So Warren Southern Garden doing just a great job with the gardening stuff. So 281-496-5711. Michael, we got a lot of people that want to get questions answered by you, so we're going to get that going.
All right, let's go.
Frank, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Morning, Frank.
Yes, sir. I had planted 2 peach trees, I think it was in March. And one of them got a shoot coming right around the graft, about a half inch in diameter, circumference. I'd like to know, do I cut that off?
I would recommend doing that. It's probably from the rootstock. It could be from the tree itself, but when you let those things grow and they get big, it makes it kind of hard to manage the tree. So take that out so you can keep your structure, your globe shape on the top of the trunk.
Do I need to I planted them about maybe 8 feet apart. Is that too close?
Probably with proper pruning it's not a great deal. I think okay. 8 feet you'll probably be fine.
When do I feed them?
Start in February.
And what, integers from February through
mid-February? Fruit trees normally like peaches, they like a little shot of nitrogen. If you can do that, I don't know how big the tree is, but maybe somewhere around a quarter to a half a pound of nitrogen, and then maybe again midsummer.
Okay, why do I need 2 peach trees?
Pardon?
Why do I need 2? The nursery told me that you need two peach trees?
Well, that's very possible if you have varieties that need to be pollinized.
It's the eve of May.
Your production is probably going to be better if you have some cross-pollinization, but I believe that tree in itself is self-fertile.
Okay, so I can go ahead and cut that shoot off from the stock at the bottom?
I think I would, yes.
Do I need to do anything after I cut it?
Normally not. Some people like to use a tree paint. That's more for cosmetic. It doesn't prevent or hinder or make anything happen other than cosmetic.
Any particular fertilizer I should use?
Well, if you use a nitrogen, you can use just a 2100 is fine. You can use a fruit tree food that's a little more balanced and a little more rounded out. And there, any other retail garden centers will have that product for you.
First bloom, do I pinch them off or just leave them alone?
Well, you want your fruit to probably set so you have an idea of what to pinch off. That's a little bit easier. And then try to do them in groups of two or three.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you very much.
Yeah, sure. Thanks.
That's just some great advice there, Michael, on peach tree growing. Because it's a lot of people have a lot of questions. I think peaches can be so robust, too, that people they almost fail because of success.
Right, exactly.
That last tip you gave, groups are two or three, may sound odd, but peaches have a tendency to put them on in fours and fives. And so you get a group of four and five, you do not get big enough.
No, they're roughly small.
Yeah, so awesome advice there. Frank, thanks so much for that call. And we're going to jump on a little break, and we'll be back and talk with Jared and then Paul. 281-496-5711. Michael Wagner here from Warren Southern Gardens. This is Home Show Garden Pros.
Escape to the private resort of your dreams. Get away at home. Let Mike Ball transform your yard into your happy place.
Hi, it's Mike. Let's recreate your outdoor space with a custom patio and amenities like outdoor kitchen, fire pit, water features, and landscape and lighting to put the wow back in your yard. You'll love the difference and the commute.
Make your home your happy place. Add the backyard resort of your dreams. Mike Ball does it all. Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping, and Lighting. MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now,
281-496-5711. 281-496-5711. Michael Wagner from up there in Kingwood at Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center, two just phenomenal places. And they're both so cool. They're both so different. So it's really neat stuff. If you guys are not following the show on iTunes, we do represent the show as a podcast. It's nice because it's really limited to just our like proven, approved advertisers, which basically are recommendations of great, great places and stuff. And then also you get great advice from our garden pros like Michael. And so just, look us on the podcast, download if you can. It doesn't matter if you listen as long as you download. Click the button and follow, right, Michael? It's not so much that they listen, it's that they click. No, I'm kidding, you guys. I'm kidding. Michael Wagner is here to answer your gardening questions, so we're going to keep that going. Jared, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hello. Yeah, thank you for taking my call, guys.
Good morning, Jared.
I have a couple of good morning. I have a couple of 60-gallon Texas mountain laurels that I had planted last November. And, man, during the summer, I didn't know what to do. They got really yellow. They're getting a little green now. I don't know what you recommend to, and I think they got planted too close to our pool, so we're wanting to push them back a couple of feet. A, is that okay to replant those, to push them back a couple of feet? And what do you recommend as far as making them grow a little bit more like a fertilizer?
Well, mountain laurels are can be really challenging in Houston with our clay soils. That's a plant that does beautifully west of here in San Antonio in the hill country. I think if I were going to move those plants, I'd probably be very carefully and do that probably in December, January. The plants usually try to take a little rest then. And your soil is going to be extremely important. Make sure there's not any clay or anything like that. I wish I had a truckload of limestone we could chop up and tell you to put it in there.
Okay.
As far as fertilizer, they're pretty resilient plants on their own. I would think that the yellowing is probably caused from, do you have a lot of pool splash?
So it's behind the retaining wall. It uh-huh. may get a little splash, but not much.
All the cannonballs and jackknives.
yeah, exactly.
It could be a water issue.
Okay.
It's just really hard to tell without seeing the plant. If you could send us a picture to the store or bring it by or something like that,
yeah.
we can take a look at it. If it's a chlorosis issue, you know, that's easy to determine with the green veins. And sometimes you'll get a little fungal spot that'll be little mm-hmm. tiny brown spots on it. But I'm thinking it's probably soil and water.
Jared, did you plant this plant?
My landscaper did. Our buddy recommended it because it kind of goes with the pool, with the purple and our society garlic, you know, on the other side of the pool. And so we kind of like that theme where it blooms.
So there's a bit of a kind of two-sided blade thing, double-sided sword deal. They grow very slow. That's just Texas mm-hmm. mountain laurels grow very slow. There's no way to push them to very fast growth. But that's in your favor when we're thinking about moving them.
Okay.
And a nice thing that Michael's hitting it, water is a huge issue. And if we plant these things even just a little bit too low, they can really fade away really quickly. And so I would consider this your chance to plant them up high. Heirloom Soils has a leaf mold mixed with expanded shale that would be perfect for making a new bed to lift it up underneath it, something that drains but is still rich. And so that, man, I would take this opportunity, you know, here in another month or so when it cools off even more, to actually do that for the plant's health, because if it's too low, it'll die. I mean, Michael, I don't know if you have more thoughts about that, but
well, I think it's going to be probably the planting depth and the soil is probably a lot of clay, probably a lot of that brought up from digging the swimming pool, and that's usually left and make that bank back there. And if you don't have success with your mountain laurels and you want to stay with your color theme, consider Vitex. Those things will bloom just about all summer long, and it's a beautiful purple flower, and they'll take a lot of abuse.
Okay, it's called Vitex?
Vitex,
Okay, all right, thank you.
Hey, thanks, man. Thanks for the call, and you know, I do love it when people are trying to do like local native smaller trees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that's awesome that you're doing that. And so, yeah, great advice there, Michael. Great thoughts on that, on growing that tree. And we got to make sure we protect some of these really, these arid plants. So 281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
For sod webworms, caterpillars, leaf miners, and fire ant problems, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Organic Solutions. Monterey Garden Insect Spray contains spinosad, proven effective against sod webworms and fire ants. For your garden, choose Monterey BT to knock out hungry caterpillars and veggie pests without hurting bees, birds, and ladybugs. Monterey Lawn and Garden Solutions, available at your favorite Garden Pro nursery. For a beautiful lawn and garden, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
More carbon is a good thing for your plants and soil. Carbon-rich fertilizers are best for both this time of year. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
That carbon cycle is so important. And, you know, when we think about it, locking in these carbons that are causing any kind of greenhouse gases, stuff like that, our trash makes a huge impact. If you're just sending your food waste to the landfill, you know, you're not helping. But you don't have to do that. You can compost. And you may be like, well, I don't want to deal with the smells. I don't want to take up too much space. I don't know how to do it. Well, Moonshot Compost, hey, they're here to help. Here to the rescue, Moonshot Compost. They offer a composting service. So they pick up your food waste on a weekly basis, making sure you don't get in a buildup, providing you the power to compost without the hassles or the smells. They provide you all the supplies, the airtight bin they give you, the equipment, the know-how to just pack it in that little thing and give it to them. They take care of it. And then they deliver it to compost businesses that are actually making top-notch, high-end composts. So it's like you are actually participating in this great industry called composting, reducing waste, making a cleaner world. And then a really cool part about it is that you get to earn compost back to use in your garden. So you can like convert a space from, you know, maybe you were thinking to put your compost pile there. Well, that can just be another garden, right? And then now you're getting soil to actually build that garden up. So you keep critical, healthy nutrients in your neighborhood. That is so vital. And so it's one of those times where you can do the right thing and get rewarded. Pretty awesome. Moonshot Compost. So you want to see how clean and easy compost can be. Now is a great time to get started. Startcomposting.com. Super cool program there. Well, we got a super cool program here too, Michael.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, talking gardening. Our big goal is to help you with what you got going on. That's our big goal, is Michael and I want to give you the advice that you can use to make your lawn, your veggie garden, your trees, all of it can be better. We're here to help. And Paul, we're here to help you. How's it going, Paul?
Yes, I have a vegetable garden, and I have nut grass or nut sage growing. No other kind of weeds are growing in it, just the nut grass and the nut sage. Is there anything that you can recommend for that?
Well, there are some things that work out pretty good. Sometimes on vegetable gardens, there's two products that you can mix together. One is orange oil and molasses. And that does a pretty good job of controlling nut grass. It's going to be a battle to get rid of all of it. Pulling it doesn't do anything. It just encourages more of it to come up. So you might try a little bit of that. You might try just vinegar. You want to use a horticultural vinegar, which is 20%. The store-bought's 10%, so you get a little bit better action like that. I've never used Agrolon on nut grass, so I'm not how effective that would be, but I know that the molasses and the orange oil make a pretty good combination.
Okay.
And, you know, especially in your garden, and then you still have the option of mulching with newspapers and things like that. You can keep it, you know, somewhat down and under control, but it's generally a condition with the soil. So I think if you're doing organics, fertilizers, microlife, some of those things, you're going to probably overcome that in a matter of a year or two.
Okay, thank you very much for your assistance.
Sure, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, bye-bye.
And so sometimes, Michael, in a veggie garden especially, it is nice to kind of stir the soil up, you know, so you can just hold off when you're in between plantings and really dig your soil. Digging out those nuts is actually a pretty good way to stir the soil up, to loosen your soil up without disturbing your fungal life and other roots that might be in there.
Right, that's just always the problem. If they've been gardening for several years, they're beginning to develop their mycorrhizal hyphae in there. And that's why we don't like to till. It just destroys all of that.
So yeah, and so but that's where I love just doing a little nut sedge dig up, you know, really going after those wires. Really actually can do some, you know, same thing as tilling. You've dug out this plant thoroughly so it's not coming back. And I mean, just for the record, Roundup doesn't work on it. Miramichi doesn't work on it. Vinegar doesn't work on it. It kills the leaf, but it comes back in a couple weeks. And so it's just one of those things where you got to kind of handle it in a longer approach.
Right.
So how long do you think that the orange oil molasses approach really takes to kind of stymie it?
Probably 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, so that's not very long at all in the grand scheme of things, but a lot of people are looking for, like, immediate action.
Right. So, well, that's... immediate gratification is sometimes difficult in gardening.
Yes, very true there. That is very true. Great question, Paul. 281-496-5711. We are here to help, and that's what we're trying to do. Michael, I don't know if you knew this, but at Herman Park, we had some serious nut sedge issues, and we just decided somebody had mentioned molasses, and you know I'm like a total molasses fanboy, and I decided to start fertilizing with molasses almost exclusively in these perennial beds, and over a few months, the nut sedge just kind of went away, and right. The plants look great. It worked as a fertilizer. We did have to mineralize, you know, put some minerals down.
Right.
But it was kind of wild. Just, you know, if you're willing to be patient and you're willing to stick with it, you can improve the soil enough to eliminate most of your problems.
Right. It's just the soil is deficient in something, and the molasses certainly adds a lot of carbon back to the soil. Mm. And, you know, that's what we're finding with a lot of research. You can tell soil conditions by the weeds that grow in it.
And that's so
some
cool.
Things are not adaptable to this packed clay, but nut grass is, or Virginia buttonweed is, if you're keeping your lawn really wet and things like that. So nature tells us a lot if we just look.
Yes, absolutely. That's absolutely right. And if you're willing to do a little bit of investigation, and you like learning, there's a lot to learn about it, which is really cool. But also, if you want to keep it simple, the simple rule, Michael, that you taught me is that healthy soil means healthy plants. So
exactly. So get our soils healthy, and we'll be free of take-all patch and brown patch and large patch and all the patches that we have for
eye patches. No way.
St. Augustine lawn, right? Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's working. The organics work. No question about it.
For sure. 281-496-5711. We do want to hear what's on your mind. 281-496-5711. Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens and I, Danny Milliken, are here. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Are you ready to get back in the garden? Hi, it's Anita.
Get away by getting into your garden. Nelson's Nursery and Katie can help. Annuals and perennials, veggies and herbs, plus all you'll need to help them grow.
And be sure to check out our colorful and beautiful fountains.
Exotic disappearing water fountains in all shapes and sizes, and exotic fish for backyard ponds, plus one-of-a-kind pots direct imported by Nelson's. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. You can find them at nelsonwatergardens.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
This is John Ferguson of Nature's Way Resources. Coming up on Saturday, October 16th from 9:30 to 10:30, 11, our staff, Abby, who has a master's degree in wildlife biology, is going to be teaching a class on gardening for birds and the plants that attract them and take care of our feathered friends. So come on out for that. And when you're there, we're fully stocking fruit trees, fall vegetables. Now's the time to compost your grass to prevent brown patch. We got plenty of our famous leaf pole compost and lots of naturally composted mulch of the deep chocolate brown. We've also had many shipments of fall flowers and vegetables ready to go for the seasonal color. You've got plenty of remineralizer to get the trace elements back in your soil for your health. Come on up to see us. We're just a short drive north of Houston, just north of the Woodlands. Take the Sherbrooke Circle exit, which is exit 81, and just go up there, make a right turn. You see a big sign, and we have a 42-acre facility to provide all your gardening needs. Follow us on our Facebook page, or come to our website at naturewayresources.com. And we also have a wonderful electronic newsletter. It's free, written by Brenda Smith, the Lazy Gardener. You can sign up for it on our website. And we just started a new series on all 79 elements in the human body and what they do for plants, animals, and humans. So come visit us. And now back to Michael and Danny.
Thank you, John. Yes, 281-496-5711. Michael and Danny here, doing our thing. And we're here to answer your gardening question. I mean, really, what we want to do is help you out. You know, you may have made some advice. You may have a success. Our goal is to kind of get people with the information they need. So we bring in experts like Michael on a regular rotation basis. He's our professional, our pro, our garden pro here today. And we want to talk to you, too. 281-496-5711. Ozzy, you're on Home Show Garden Pro.
I was digging in my garden, getting ready to plant some flowers, and I dug up some of these little white worms. They're little bitty things, and they just curl up. And I don't know what they are, and I don't know. I'd like to get rid of them.
Sure.
Well, probably what you have, grub worms are something that everybody thinks they have. There's a few around. There's actually two different types, from what I understand. The one that generally is in flower beds and gardens and things like that is actually a beneficial grub. It eats decayed material and old organic products and things like that. If you're talking about your lawn, usually the rule of thumb is if there's 12 or more in a square foot, you may have an infestation that you probably need to treat for. Treating for grub worms is something you need to do in July. That's when the female goes back to the soil and lays. The larva hatches and it feeds for 10 to 12, 14 days, and then it burrows deeper into the soil, and works its way back up in different instar stages. If you have the grubs, I've not done this before, but you can usually distinguish them. The May beetle, which is the one I think you have, usually if you lay them on their back, they'll turn over and slither off. And the lawn grub just kind of lays there fat and lazy. So I've never done that, so I really don't know. But there are some grub worm problems. But unless you find a great deal of them, I don't think I would be too concerned. Danny, you have any thoughts?
Well, what would you qualify as a great deal there, Michael?
Oh, maybe 10 or 12 per square foot. But generally what we found are those are beneficial.
Okay, well, these were just in a little flower garden, and I was planting some flowers and dug these up, and I was wondering what they were and if they were detrimental.
Well, have you had flowers in there and you're replacing them?
Yes.
Okay, so it probably has not been a problem.
Okay.
Or you would have had some loss on the plants that were in there, and now you're putting in a fresh crop. But my understanding is that when they reach that particular instar, they're not really feeding.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Danny, do you have a thought on that?
I do. Thanks for asking, Michael, about that. Generally, the grub worms are just kind of cruising through the soil, processing out bacteria, and so they're turning bacteria into usable plant material, and they're very beneficial for aerating the soil, turning the soil over, helping the soil out. Just like Michael said, if you have a bunch of them, that's problematic because they'll come across some roots. And, you know, sometimes they'll get into too shallow of a root zone. If you've got, like, you know, let's say your lawn is not healthy, lawn soil is not healthy, and all the nutrients are in the top 1 or 2 inches, right? In that situation, the grubs, all they can encounter are roots. And so, but that's a soil issue, not a grub issue, right? So I'm with Michael. You probably don't have a problem. Just celebrate them. You put the ones you find out, and the bird will probably find them. So, you know,
okay.
That's my bet.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
No, thanks
You're
for
welcome.
The call.
Nah.
Love helping out on those problems, Ozzy, so really appreciate that call. 281-496-5711. What's bothering you? I mean, we look back. We got nuts edge. We got grubs. Jared's dealing with his mountain laurels. Peach questions. That peach conversation question was awesome. So what's on your mind? What's bugging you? So you're dealing with some planting your fall garden. It's time, right, to plan that and get that in. But we want to hear what's on your mind. What are a lot of people asking questions about it at the garden center?
Most of the problems are a result of, you know, kind of a hot summer, a little bit of leaf burn. We
right.
have a tremendous amount of fungal issues this type of year, especially on figs and red buds and things like that. It's Cercospora.
Yeah.
It's a it's not really a problem. You know, it's something you have to be proactive on. If you want to not have a few spots on your redbud, you need to spray it in June and July. Hmm. And then, you know, you start the whole process again of spraying this and spraying that.
Yeah.
You prevent one thing and you kill two others. So we've never found it to be an issue.
Yeah.
It's cosmetic. The leaves drop off, the trees come out and bloom and make figs, and then here they come with that leaf in about July or August. And the answer is the same as it was last year when you brought it in to me. You have to be proactive if that's what you want to do.
If you want to deal with it. Yeah,
exactly.
This time of year when people are like, oh, I've got this on my, deciduous plant here, right? That anything that goes dormant in the winter, if in mid-October, sorry, you're bringing me a leaf problem, it's kind of like, well, maybe just wait. You know, they're going to fall off here.
It's just a difficult thing to control.
Yeah.
I tell people we're in the fungus capital of the world.
Oh, nice.
And we have such frequent showers and high humidity. A pathogen doesn't have a lot of problem in Houston finding a drop of water on a leaf.
For sure.
And within 3 to 4 hours, they've set up housekeeping.
Yep.
And so, you know, why we tell people not to water their lawns at night, not to wet their shrubs down at night. You know, it's just some little way that we can help prevent some of these things. But they're usually not fatal to plants.
Right.
It's more cosmetic, but you can control it.
Yeah, you can control it. But also nature's solution is to kind of like start giving up the leaves anyway this time of year. So,
right.
There you go. 281-496-5711. Michael Wagner with great information. Michael's up at Kingwood Garden Center and Warren Southern Gardens, two incredible places in Kingwood. And we're going to keep the show going. We'll be right back, and then we'll talk with Bill, Home Show Garden Pros.
Fall is the best time to be outside and the most important time to care for your lawns and gardens. Use MicroLife all-organic fertilizers, liquids, and granulars. Mother Nature will love you for it. Brown patch in your lawn? Not a problem. Use MicroLife Brown Patch or MicroLife MicroGrow. Always safe and always effective. No matter what you plant, MicroLife organic fertilizers are your best choice. MicroLife organic fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Bring on the molasses. Overspray your lawn with molasses. Bugs hate it. Caterpillars can't eat it. And it stops fall fungi. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, Home Show Garden Pros, 281-496-5711. Talking about lawn garden solutions, how to help you out. We're all about putting tools in front of you, too. I mean, that's what, you know, Michael's doing is he's like, hey, here's these great tools. Well, one just kind of group of tools that I want to lift up is the Monterey Lawn and Garden Group. They just are putting so many incredible things out there in front of us. Quick kind of story about one of their probably less known things is this. It's a ladybug attractant, and I ordered some because I was seeing some aphids, some whiteflies, kind of everything ladybugs eat all around the yard. So I got it. I hung it up on a pepper plant where I was seeing the aphids. I got three different types of lady beetles. Isn't that awesome? I got the twice stabbed. It's a black one with red dots. I got the traditional one with the red one, and then I got a mealybug destroyer, all being attracted to this really cool product that they sell. And you hang it up in your plants on a tomato cage, whatever you got. Really cool. Another just one thing that they just have that's so wonderful is they have a neem oil, a pretty strong neem oil. And it's just so great for protecting your plants from any kind of bugs. As summer stress is kind of lightning, bug pressure is really high. So, Michael, you got a favorite Monterey Lawn and Garden product?
Well, Takedown is one of my favorites.
Yes,
I like the canola oil and the pyrethium.
It is.
Which I think is great.
Safe, and easy to use.
You know, I know you were mentioning neem oil. There's a different neem oil, so
yeah,
you want to try to
get
one that's cold pressed if you
right.
can, and Monterey's is cold pressed, so it makes a little bit of difference in the effectiveness, I think, of the end result.
Well, I think that's a really cool point, and that's sort of what they do is they're kind of making higher value, higher quality stuff. I mean, from their
right.
Sluggo Plus to their Takedown to their organic pest control thing they've got. What's that one that has the BA Complete disease control is awesome this time of year if you're dealing with fungal problems. It's a bacteria that actually eats fungi. So, you know, you spray it, kind of do a soil drench, spray the leaves, and your fungal problem's done. Boxwoods,
right.
You know, anything like that, you can actually help out with Monterey Lawn and Garden products. So all the co-op members sell them. I know you guys do a great job with them, well-placed in the shop. It's just good
well,
stuff.
Well, you know, when we get to the fungal issues this time of year, we have a lot of people come in and they bring us a leaf and they say, well, I've been spraying this with X product and it's not doing any good. Well,
right. First
of all, that X product wouldn't take care of this.
Mm.
But try to – it's very difficult and it's a field that's way above my education and stuff. But many, many of the fungi that we have – are beneficial.
Yes, right.
And, you know, people need to kind of take that into mind. Sometimes those guys produce whatever to fight off other different
diseases.
They
actually protect from diseases.
Right.
Yeah,
and some of them produce minerals and vitamins and things for the plant. So it's not always a bad thing.
Yes, for sure.
To have a fungal issue on there.
Well, the ones that cause diseases are usually like sort of wimpy. They're sort of like the rinky dink molecularly ones, at least.
Right.
Where the ones you're talking about are robust and they're big. And if you're doing if you only do a slight treatment to fight these wimpy ones, you don't hurt the good ones. Like that's where kind of that complete disease control, even molasses, is a great thing to kind of use on a regular basis. But yeah, I've had great results with that complete disease control. Pretty much all Monterey products. So they're doing an awesome job. But yeah, great point. We don't want to just kill all the fungi, right? That's
right, exactly. We need some of it. It's extremely beneficial. And I don't know that I could identify it, but there are some that I understand actually will get on a leaf and begin the compost process before it hits the ground.
Yes. Wow.
It's already working on it.
That's so cool.
So there's a system out there that nature has provided us with, and we just have to figure out all the answers and do the right things at the right time.
Definitely. I love that. That's awesome. 281-496-5711. We're going to talk with Bill. Hey, Bill, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yeah, I've got a question and a comment. I did a top treatment of compost to some bare spots in my yard last year, and then with the wet spring we had, it worked phenomenal. They filled in great, so I appreciate that. And you may have already answered my questions as I'm just, you know, driving along listening.
Hmm.
I'm getting fungus in my St. Augustine. It happens every fall, and, you know, through the winter. My wife seems to think that because we have a lawn service, they're bringing in the spores from other yards that they do. But I was just, you know, I guess it's brown patch. I was wondering what do I do to treat it? You're talking about molasses and you're talking about, you know, top treating with compost. Is that a good place to start?
The compost is the place to start. We find that does tremendous jobs on fungus. Normally, you have it reoccurring in the same place every year. So you might want to try to work on what's not right with the soil to correct that. Generally, it's the use of high nitrogen fertilizers in the summer and also too much water. It'll be an area that collects or holds water if it comes back every year in the same spot. You still have the same environment. So by using compost and gosh, there's a whole bunch of ways and a whole bunch of products. We want to add some probiotics back to the soil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our
doctor
tells us we have taken too many antibiotics. Well, we've put too much stuff in our soils. So add some probiotics to your soil, and you'll have a great difference. We've done tremendous with the MicroLife product, MicroGrow granules, and compost.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right, sure, you're welcome.
Yeah, when we're dealing with biological problems, it's so nice to have a biological solution, right? That participating in the natural soil food web is such a wise decision, and it's so often it's result-oriented. So great thoughts there, Michael. As always, Michael knows so much. He educates us so well. It's really dynamite. So,
well, thank you for that, but there's still a lot to learn.
No doubt, no doubt, and we're going to keep on going on that. 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros, we'll be right back.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscaper's Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscaper's Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Landscaper's Pride, mulches and soil. Premium quality and locally sourced. Grow with us.
Mike Ball, Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting. Putting the wow back in your yard.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
We continue the conversation with Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center. I hear you guys have a bit of a mulch sale going on, Michael.
Yes, we do. We have our our natural brown, black and red, for those who prefer that color. It's 3 for $10.
Wow. So it's my gosh.
It's a good buy.
So wait, fall festival, mulch sale, free mini pumpkins for the kids, and you got hot dogs and drinks. Today is the day to get to Warren Southern Gardens, you guys. Today's the day.
Today is the day.
Man, that is good stuff. Well, we're here answering questions. Michael Wagner, been in the industry a long time, loves the soil, loves plants, loves helping you out. 281-496-5711. Steve, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes, I have a question about water softeners. My outside hose bibs are connected to my water softener. This is softened water, hurt grass, St. Augustine grass.
Well, I don't think that it will.
No. Truthfully, it helps. So there may be initial kind of shock because the big thing that you're taking out of there is fluoride that is effectual on grass. So every water softener is a little different. If it's adding something back, there may be some imbalance that happens that you can adjust. But the fluoride often wipes off our population on our leaf surface. Michael earlier mentioned how fungi can get onto a leaf surface pretty easily, especially if that leaf surface has been rinsed off with fluoride. And so I would think, Steve, it would be helpful, but are you seeing any issues? Are you seeing a problem?
Well, I've had lots of problems with my backyard. The grass dies every year, except for this year. I've tried to fertilize it and water it, and I've used beneficial nematodes and other stuff. But it's doing better this year. I just want to keep it healthy. I've heard different opinions on water softeners. Some people have said I should use potassium chloride in the water softener. That will cause less damage to plants. Have you heard that?
I have not. I have not heard that.
No.
So, Steve, I would just kind of keep on going with it. Our best bet, our thing is to kind of let's keep populating with these great microbials. So a compost top dressing, if you can get some compost tea from somewhere, that'd be a good overspray to try to get that flora, I mean the fauna that's on the grass leaves surviving, but your water should be fine on that. So
What are the issues that you have had or continue having with your lawn?
It just dies out.
Well, okay, I understand that.
Well, I think what we need is more diagnosis on the dying out. So homeshowgardenpros.com, send us a picture there. There's the Ask a Pro button. Get some pictures, maybe a video. Pop into Warren Southern Gardens if you want Michael to look at it. You know, it just dying out, we got to figure out why, right? My guess is it's not your softener, but something else is happening. So just send me an email, homeshowgardenpros.com, Ask a Pro, and we'll take it from there.
Okay, well, it's looking good now. I'm having trouble finding any beneficial nematodes now. I've been like 4 different nurseries, and they're all out.
Okay.
Do you know where I can find some?
I do not. We won't have any more in until probably January or February. There's been a little bit of a shortage, as with everything, to get those things
really,
in.
Really helps with like grub worms and everything else.
Oh yeah, so they're incredible hunters. So yeah, it's a good thing to do. But you know, I mean, you can always wait a little bit. You should get some populations that are established themselves if you've put them in a few times. So wait until spring. Just stay in touch with your home show garden pro, and they will keep you in the loop on when these things get in. So, what part of town are you in, Steve? Well, Steve, thanks so much for that call. Steve's on his way somewhere, so we don't want to mess up his guidance.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a tough thing to deal with. And let's get John in. Hey, John, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. I was out at Warren's yesterday and picked up some SM turf for some broadleaf weeds that grow along the fence line for my neighbors. My question is, I've never used this before. Do I need a surfactant?
It's always good to use. Bonide makes a great one. Sometimes people use a little bit of dish soap. I kind of frown against that.
Turbo, is that the one you're talking about?
Right.
Okay, yeah, I'll get some of that.
Some of that, add a teaspoon or so to it. Surfactant is extremely important when putting out any kind of insecticides. It just gets it on the leaf and sticks on the leaf.
Okay, this is a broadleaf weed killer, though?
Right.
This MSM.
MSM, right.
I've never used that before.
Well, it's one that we're finding is working very well for things like Virginia buttonweed and some of the different things that people are plagued with in St. Augustine grass. And
plagued with,
change.
I love that.
You
can sometimes change your culture and minimize a lot of your weed problems.
Oh, they're coming from my neighbors.
Okay, right.
Yeah, that's the only place I have it is along the fence.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's coming up underneath the fence?
Yeah. Or coming through the fence, yeah.
And what is it? What is it you're...
It's just broadleaf, like maybe dollar weed and a little Virginia buttonweed. I just pull that out. I don't worry about it.
Okay. Sounds like your neighbor's overwatering. That's what it
sounds like. Yeah, exactly. Those are water issues.
Yeah, that's they do. They water almost every day.
You know, they're ash juniper tree or a cedar tree is known for sucking water up. Might be like an interesting solution to plant some high water use tree in that space so that it's using the water and it's not just sitting there for the weeds. I don't know. Just a crazy idea. Crazy, yeah. John.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Alrighty.
All right. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Have a good one. Yeah, it's really hard. The other thing that John can do is maybe kind of try to increase drainage with some added carbon, something like compost or Humates Plus.
Right.
So, idea there. 281-496-5711. We've got one more segment to go after this here on Home Show Garden Pros.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run. Sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
That's who we are, Home Show Garden Pros. Michael Wagner, Danny Milliken, that's today. Good times. Do want to talk about MicroLife a little bit. We have touched on it multiple times throughout the show because they're doing such incredible stuff. And if you want a great kind of easy defense against brown patch, grab their brown bag, the MicroLife Brown Patch. Feed your lawn. They have what we call Humates Plus. This is, for me, the ultimate winterizer fertilizer. Now, I'm not going to use it till probably early November. I'm going to do another either brown patch or green bag, the multipurpose now, and then mid-November do a heavy thing with the Humates Plus. But John may like using that Humates Plus for increasing the drainage in the space, lowering root depth, not getting water to stand as much, and you won't quite have as many problems. But a great thing about MicroLife is they deliver a huge nutritional boost. They can't burn the plants, and they're safe for your kids and your pets. Kind of an awesome thing. It works better than almost anything else, and it's really good for you and your family. So what more do you really want? Your yard, your landscape, your outside family will thank you. Your inside family will be healthy too. So just great stuff. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Michael, you got a favorite MicroLife?
624.
Yeah, the multipurpose.
That or the Ultimate. I really favor Ultimate.
Nice.
Just a little bit more boost.
Yeah, and, yeah. It's kind of on every front. It's just been boosted, basically. That's a great word to say for it. So
Everything turns out well with it and boosts my ego about gardening.
You know,
I'm not going to give MicroLife any credit. They didn't spread it around. They didn't put it in the soil.
They didn't have to open the bag. They closed it, but they didn't open it.
Exactly.
And you guys do have the little container there that people can refill on it. So, well, that's awesome. They're just doing a great job. Houston company, Houston made, microlifefertilizer.com. So today's a big day at Warren Southern Gardens, everybody. Their fall festival, so get on up there. There's a mulch sale. There's great soils, great plants, lots of fall decor. It's just a beautiful spot. So, and then, you know, Kingwood Garden Center is beautiful, too. So you guys are just doing a great job all over the place.
Thank you, Danny. That's awesome.
Well, do want to do a big thanks to you, Michael, for being here today, chatting, answering all these garden questions. Sherry, the earlier hour, she did a phenomenal job answering questions and giving out great advice. Next week is John Ferguson for the full 2 hours. This is Home Show Garden Pros. After this, Home Show Radio starts, and look forward to listening to Tom. All right. You guys, talk to you next week. Get out there and grow.
All righty, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.